weekend.
All right. Tree time on Good Day. The Good Day Weekend program is on the air. You can hear the smile in my voice at 7 after the hour. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus has decided to stick around because we're going to have a discussion with Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, who is here. We are going to discuss the merits, the pros and cons of the raw milk bill before the House, Bill 1830. If you want to do your homework, you can just Google H.R. 1830 and this will come up. The discussion about raw milk has been all over the newspapers because Phil is our national expert on food and where you get the good food, how you get the least expensive good food, what your attitude is toward food. Phil, give us a rundown of what we're going to be discussing after I dispense with both of you when it comes to this argument about raw milk.
And you're going to lose. You're going to lose the argument.
I'm probably not going to lose.
No, you are.
No.
But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about National School Breakfast Week, mm-hmm. which is happening March 5th through March 9th. And then also everything you've ever wanted to know about how chocolate is made.
Yum. That'll be good. All right. So that's coming up during this hour of our Good Day Weekend program, our focus on food with Phil Lempert, who is the internationally recognized expert, the best person in the world you could possibly find to trust when it comes to information about most food, except for raw milk. Now, so...
except for raw milk.
Well, here's the issue. Let me go back to this a minute. You're welcome, by the way. All of you certainly can feel your oats at 800-510-8255.
But you've got to start by talking about what, you know, our Congressman Ron Paul, who's running for president,
right,
has done.
Well, he, along with some others, introduced this bill, H.R. 1830, which authorizes the interstate trafficking. It sounds almost like drug stuff. I love the way they put these, you know, the phraseology they use. Anyway, it allows the legality of selling raw milk, also known as unpasteurized milk, and milk products, raw milk, cheese, that sort of thing, across state lines. So right now, to give you the silliest example that I can come up with, let's say you're in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which is on the New York-Massachusetts border, and you go across state lines to sell somebody, excuse me, some milk in the neighboring town to Williamsburg, which is, I can't remember that, it's near Albany. But you travel 5 miles across state lines, and this person comes over from New York to the farm in Williamstown, and he buys raw milk, goes back across the state lines, and enjoys it. All right, you can't do that. But somebody from Boston could drive 140 miles out to Williamstown, buy raw milk from the guy, and go back to Boston and drink it, purely, completely legal. So that's really the essence of this. If you want to buy raw milk, you ought to be able to buy raw milk. So what's happened, because this bill, Ken's done a little research as to who's supporting it and who isn't, but it's gaining a lot of attention and speed and momentum in the House. And so as you look at it, you think, okay, this is very cool if you're a supporter of drinking raw milk. If you aren't, then you have on your side the FDA and the CDC and many other government agencies who say, oh, don't drink raw milk, it'll kill you. Well, there are two kinds of raw milk. Most of the problems that have been underscored in this study, which the news media jumped onto this week, which basically says you're a fool if you drink raw milk, came from work done between 1999 and 2006. So the data at best is 6 years old. So Ken asked me a good question. How would you now prove to people that what has happened in the last 6 years is different than what went on before? And I would tell you that there are a number of examples, including my own, on my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. We have the milk tested every week, which is not required by anybody, except I want to make sure that I'm doing a good job and the customers know what they're getting is good, solid stuff. Plus the fact that we acknowledge there are two kinds of raw milk. Raw milk that is produced by the average dairy farm, which isn't so clean. It's okay, but it doesn't have to be so clean because it goes to the processing plant, gets pasteurized. In the pasteurizing process, they use a microwave, and they zap out all of the bad viruses, bacteria, anything that's in it that's bad that'll hurt you, potentially, and also they get rid of the taste and the nutritional value, all gonzo. All right, but it's safe. in most instances.
How long does it take, Doug, for you to get back your weekly test?
We get it back in 36 hours. We bring it down in the afternoon. We get it the day after morning. It's like if we bring it in Wednesday afternoon, Friday morning, I have the results of the test. So, and there has never been a test since we've been doing this that was bad. The state screwed up a test once, and we had to close because the state results were different than the local results, and we had to abide by what the state law was, but they acknowledged afterwards. They were a month. This is how you'll love this one. They were a month from the time they did the test to when they said you have to close down until we test your milk again. That's how silly that stuff is. Anyway, so what I'm saying is what we do, those of us, there are 26 dairy farms in Massachusetts. There, I believe, are 28 states that allow raw milk to be sold. California is where they produce the most and sell the most, where Phil and I are. In Florida, I forget whether, I think you can get raw milk in Florida, can't you?
Yes.
No? Okay. So anyway, the milk that's produced to be sold as raw milk undergoes much more scrutiny and testing in the last 6 years than was the case before. So, for example, with my counts, I don't want to get too technical, but if you look at the four different things that gauge whether the milk is good or not, the bacteria, the E. coli, the somatic cell count, that sort of thing, all of like
the things that make it tasty.
Yeah. The state allows you to have 400,000 somatic cell count. Ours is consistently under 100. As a matter of fact, it's usually 60,000 or below. The E. coli count, they allow you to be a 10. I'm at 0. The other different types of bacteria, they allow you to be up to 100. Ours are under 10 consistently because we watch what we're doing. The stuff is clean. The cows are clean. And I would tell you that everybody else who's doing it in the state, with maybe one exception, is doing a really great job. And I would
but
say the same thing
that,
around...
That's only half of the issue.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying the other stuff, the reason that you saw so much about it in newspapers this week is because the big milk producers that contribute millions of dollars
no,
to campaign
two
contributions...
People died.
No, but people,
people died
before 2006. And the people who died before 2006, Phil, died because they drank the milk that was produced. There were some Boy Scouts down in Connecticut who went into a barn. Nobody was around. They stuck a dirty label into a tank of milk, and they drank it, and they all got sick. One of them died. But that milk wasn't supposed to be sold for raw milk to the public.
No. Understand that.
Okay.
I understand that. But
all right. So that's
keep in mind that even if you, as a milk producer, as a raw milk producer, do everything right, mm-hmm. it is a product that is not as stable as pasteurized milk. So when somebody takes it from your farm and brings it home, and if they don't do everything right as far as temperature goes and everything else, they're at risk.
That would be the same thing if you have milk that goes sour and rancid in your car that's been pasteurized. It'll make you sick, too. Very
absolutely,
sick.
Absolutely, but it's going to take longer.
Well, here's the thing that you would find, and Ken chuckled when I said this in the last hour. Most of the people who buy raw milk are very educated. They understand the issues. They've made the choice. They know how to handle this stuff. And so they are not the problem. The problem is that the milk sales are cutting into the sales of regular milk, and it's a problem for people who are connected.
I disagree.
So
I mean,
here's my
milk
question.
Sales in the country are
here's
less than
my 1%. Question. This
less
week,
than 1%.
This week, we found out that there was lead in basically every single brand of lipstick and makeup in the country. Every single one of them loaded with lead. The potential to kill thousands, if not tens of thousands of women. Where's the CDC and the FDA on that? Not a peep, right? Am I wrong or right?
I have to check my lipstick when I get home. I have
by
no
Ken,
idea.
You've been very quiet.
Well, the FDA has sounded about this, and on the FDA website is a list of the 400 brands of offending in rank order of which has the highest to lowest levels.
Mm-hmm. So that's it?
No, I think the argument, as we talked about raw milk, is because you do have, now that you've brought to my attention, because obviously there was an agenda, you've helped let me understand the agenda, because I understand how this happens in Washington. I see this in medicine. You know, there are very few coincidences around. And, you know, you've explained that to me also, and I've learned that myself. And I was wondering why the CDC suddenly let out an old study in terms of 6-year-old to 12-year-old data. And it's clear that this House bill, Pennsylvania State Representative John Bair announced that it passed through the House unanimously on Monday on Facebook. And it seems like that.
And then on Tuesday, all the blank hit the fan. Right?
And, well, it just seems like there is an effort to try to slow this thing down. But the answer to the CDC report that was in Emerging Infectious Diseases this week is, as I mentioned to you before, is you have to come up with clear reasons, as you have, as why if they did the data right now, you get a different answer. And then also, Ron Paul should be demanding that the CDC collect the data up to this moment.
Right. Well, it's interesting that it has as much support as it does. It's interesting how the news media gloms onto something the government has decided to do because it interferes.
Well, the news media doesn't want to criticize anything they do right now.
Yeah. All right. So the Weston A. Price Foundation is where you get all the latest information on that. All right, Phil, final words from you.
If you want to drink raw milk, so be it.
Yeah.
Just handle it carefully.
All right, here's Lauren in Ocala, Florida. Lauren, what do you have to say to this discussion about raw milk? Help yourself.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Sure. I'd like to say that I started checking on all of this, and it's been a proven fact for a very, very long time that, in fact, even The Lancet, which is a world-renowned publication doing very, very solid research, that, in fact, raw milk is better, much better. When you pasteurize this product, basically it's pasteurized because there is so much bad in it that they have to take out, but they take out everything, every good thing, and it's done as a safety measure. And I feel that really, the raw milk producers are being targeted very, very unfairly, and I appreciate the time. And this can be Googled. The information is out there.
We talked about this. You're exactly right, Lauren. We talked about this study that was published in the medical journal Lancet, which is as credible a journal as they come, that actually advocated for raw milk.
Yep. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Nobody's disagreeing with you.
Yeah, okay.
But I've got to tell you, I believe that if we take a look from a food safety standpoint, whether it's beef, I mean, I see people going into the supermarket and going first to milk, putting, whether it's pasteurized or raw milk, doesn't make a difference, putting it in their cart and then walking around the store for another hour.
Yeah, it's not
people
smart.
People do not have common sense. I'm sorry.
They don't.
And the reason that there are certain laws, and I'm sorry to say this, and I'm not pro-legislation by any means, but it's because,
it's
frankly, the average American consumer is stupid when it comes to food safety.
Well, raw milk gets more to everybody's counter, there's going to have to be a very big educational campaign so people understand how to consume it.
Thank you, Dr. Ken, for being here to have this conversation. Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, on Good Day.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, so the controversy now. Oh, we don't shy away from controversy. Phil, I didn't give you as much time. I was a little strident with my opinions. Just joining us, we were having a discussion. I was having a tutorial on House Bill 1830 and the sale of raw milk, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to make sure you have said what you want to say about it, because I want to certainly be fair.
I have said exactly. I am, and again, you know, full disclosure, I am the grandson of a dairy farmer. Mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of milk and dairy products, and I think that raw milk certainly is more nutritious. My concern about raw milk, very simply, is that the average shopper doesn't handle it properly.
Yep,
and that's why we've got problems.
You're 100% right. I would agree with you 100%. It does require education. What's more important than educating yourself and your family as to the proper care and handling of food that you put into your body? Your body is the most important thing in terms of your health and well-being, so you ought to know more. We ought to be having, instead of these crazy people that keep killing all of the health education courses in our public school because they teach youngsters about their body, and some of these Neanderthals say, we're going to teach kids how to do it because they're
changing.
Learning. That is changing. There's more
that's
of it being
changing.
Added
that,
back.
That's in. Why we actually have Dora Rivas with us,
yes.
Who's the executive director of the Food and Child Nutrition Services in the Dallas Independent School District. I was with her and Michelle Obama just a couple weeks ago.
Ms. Rivas, thank you for joining us. This is an important National School Breakfast Week, being a week from next week, makes this an extraordinarily important thing for us to discuss. So welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be on your show.
And Dora, it's so great to have you here. And first, you know, we haven't spoken since we were both with the First Lady. What did you think of that event in Dallas, in your hometown?
Well, very exciting event, and I think it brought wonderful recognition to the importance of child nutrition programs and how they can really make a difference in the lives of and lives and health of our children.
So if you had one takeaway, and Doug, you know, indulge me for a second here before
sure,
we actually
please.
Talk about
yeah.
the important thing about health, but I want to ask Dora, if you had one takeaway from watching the First Lady in action, what would it be? And then I'll share with you mine.
I think I could see the genuineness and sincerity of her interest. I think it was a genuine interest in wanting to improve the health of our children and reduce childhood obesity, because it wasn't just about nutrition. It was about getting children to move and be active. And so, you know, it was very inspirational, and I think it was a wonderful event.
I agree with you. And for me, my takeaway was, and this was the first time I met the First Lady, Doug.
Yes.
The amount of energy that she had with these kids was unbelievable. Where she was run, and Dora, correct me if I'm wrong, but she was running from group to group, you know, for like an hour and a half. She was all over the place.
She's
a
cheerleader.
Exactly.
My read on her is that she would be a much better president than her husband, number one.
Okay.
Number two, she does have genuine charisma. She reminds me of a female Bill Clinton in that she has, whenever you are talking to her, I've heard this from any number of people, including now the two of you, when you're around her, I mean, she'd make a great politician, you are the focus of her interest and attention. You are the most important person when you're around her, and she's extraordinarily exquisite in communicating and relating. I'm telling you, she's the best asset that he has, and I, you know, it's no secret, I don't like him as a president. I think he's a great guy, but I think he's a horrible president. Having said that, I think she is, from all I read about her, just a pretty objective, solid. I mean, she said some things. Who's perfect? I mean, the news media is happy to glom on, or some of her husband's enemies are happy to glom on to some of the things that she said over the years. But, you know, in terms of actually having an effect, and that's really what you want.
That's fabulous.
Right? I mean, she has a great effect on people.
Program. Yep.
Yeah.
This whole thing, it's fabulous, which is why, you know, folks like Dora, you know, around the country have really, you know, empowered their school districts to make these changes. And, you know, as Dora said, she's a great cheerleader for our next generations when it comes to health and wellness and what we're eating and educating them.
All right, so let's hold that thought and really dig into the things that are being done in the school nutrition program.
And I want to talk about National School Breakfast Week.
Right, we'll do that in just a matter of moments. Stick around, it's 29 past the hour.
The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. However, it can be confusing to find products with whole grain in the grocery store, and even harder to know how much you're getting in those foods. Dr. Travis Stork, an ER physician and host of The Doctors, has partnered with General Mills to offer tips for getting more whole grain into your diet.
One easy place to substitute in whole grains is in the cereal, the bread, or the pasta aisle. But shoppers do need to read the ingredient list on the side of the box if they want to get the real scoop. You want to make sure the word whole is listed first in the ingredient list, and it should be followed by a grain like wheat. And companies are making it easier and easier. As an example, the cereals with the white check now highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box, because in the end, you should know the ingredients of the products you buy.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com. That's WholeGrainNation.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Weekend. Now 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the new hour, we're talking food, and the food discussion goes whether it's a focus on what you're buying in the supermarket or what you're buying at a restaurant to eat or what your children are getting to eat in school. Very important stuff for families. So we have Dora Rivas with us, who's the executive director of the Food and Child Nutrition Service, and she and Phil had a very good experience a week or so ago. Let's go back to that, or more specifically, Phil, into what the studies are showing and what research has been done and what practical application there is in the nutrition services in the public school system.
Well, there's no question, and I want to hone in on breakfast for a moment, because we can talk about lunch, you know, forever. But there's no question, if we look at the data, that kids who have a breakfast before school learn better. Am I right, Dora?
That's correct. You know, I think, you know, we all know the benefits of breakfast, but specifically, you know, kids need it for growth and development, and they can learn better academically. And in Dallas, you know, when I talk to the teachers, they from experience and observing the children, see that the kids have better focus, they behave better, there's less trips to the nurse whenever they do start out with a good breakfast in the morning.
Now, talk to me about, you know, Dallas. How many meals do you know, your school district serve every day?
We serve about 140,000 breakfasts every day, and we do about close to 50,000 breakfasts every morning.
So, you know, you've got challenges where when you're serving that amount of meals to that amount of children, you've got challenges that are there. So what can we do to help the National School Breakfast Week, you know, expand and you know, flourish, if you would?
Well, I think the National School Breakfast Week, definitely during that March 5th through 9th, it's a great way to bring attention to the importance of breakfast. I think, and the importance of school breakfast programs, because very often children are rushed in the morning. They don't have time to eat a complete breakfast. They might grab a juice, grab a, you know, quick,
Snickers bar.
You know, muffin, whatever. Yeah. But it's not a complete breakfast. And I think that's the great benefit of a school breakfast program, because it includes a grain bread, a milk, a juice or fruit, and it might also have a protein. And so all of those combinations, those nutrients that provide carbohydrates, fats, and proteins help the student make it through the morning until lunch so that they can have better focus and learn better in the classroom.
Now, Dora, what are the biggest challenges that you face, and not only yourself, but all the folks around the country who are doing what you're doing in schools?
You know, I think our biggest focus with our children is finding healthy items that also children enjoy. You talk to most directors, and that's an ongoing challenge for us, because when children come to school, they already come with their personal food preferences or what their moms make at home. So we meet very often with our students. We have focus groups. We do surveys to really try to reach out, you know, to the students. And add, you know, to that the fact that many school kitchens don't have, you know, all of the equipment that they need. Maybe the lunch schedules are short. And so all of those are challenges that we have. And so we work really closely with our campus administrators and our administration to make sure that the buses come in on time, so that way we can get the students to eat breakfast. And we have a new program in Dallas, and really many school districts across the country have done Breakfast in the Classroom. And that's a program where it really has helped to expand the breakfast program.
And Doug, you know, I'm not sure if you know this, but there's so much going on in these schools.
Yeah,
one of the things that I've heard from so many of these folks is an open invitation to parents to come and have breakfast or lunch with their kids to see, you know, how good it is.
All right, so my cynical side would say, if they have time to come to school and eat breakfast with their kids, why don't they have time to prepare breakfast at home for the kids and make sure they get out of the house with,
But the problem is that they don't come to the school.
Yeah.
That's what we want them to do, is come to the schools to see how good the breakfast is.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's a whole philosophical thing. We're dealing with something that's a problem. There are arguments all the time whether taxpayer dollars ought to be spent on things like this. I say yes, much better to spend them in areas like this where you can help we can have the philosophical discussion about whether it ought to be at home or not, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is it isn't. We waste so much money in this country on all kinds of things. This program is not a waste of money. It is, the one thing, Dora, that comes to the surface often is the kind of food the USDA sends free to the schools. It used to be not so good, but now I guess it's a lot better, right?
Oh, USDA has made a lot of improvements in the items that are made available to us. The vegetables, the canned vegetables are lowered in sodium. The canned fruit is in light syrup, and they also provide the regular funding to be able to purchase more fresh fruits and vegetables through fresh fruit and vegetable programs.
Mm-hmm.
And but the commodities have improved. With the breakfast program, we're currently not getting any commodities, and so that's something that we're working on to try to get more funding for the breakfast program through commodities.
Yeah.
And also, Doug, you might not be aware of this, but, you know, a lot of the schools actually are working with local farmers so that they are also getting more local. Yeah. Right, Dora? Are you doing that in Dallas as well?
We work through the USDA commodity program, and, through their resources, we go through the Texas program. Every state has their own channel or distribution for commodities, and so we get a lot of our commodities that are Texas grown.
Yeah, so that's a good program. All right, Dora, thank you for being here with us and explaining this is a good, it's a good thing, and we need to know more about. We need more education, more people like you, more people like Phil to educate people as to what their choices are, how to make good choices, how to be intelligent with what it is that you put into your body and the bodies of the family that you supposedly love. I look at some of the stuff that some of these people eat, and I look at the size of these people, and boy, man. So as a final question, do you offer or do the schools offer in Texas nutritional, I didn't hear this if you did say, forgive me, actual classes on maybe it could be handled in botany where you're dealing with flora and fauna, vegetables, that kind of stuff, fruits. Do we have school courses that teach people about how to properly nutritionalize their body?
Well, I think the best teacher is when the learning laboratory of the cafeteria itself. When children go through the cafeteria line and see the variety of choices, more increased whole grains, more fresh fruits and vegetables, fat-free milk, and just the healthy choices that are on the line, that in itself is a class. But we are doing a lot more healthy cooking classes after school, more culinary programs in school districts, the Let's Move campaign that was also initiated by the First Lady, where chefs come to the schools and provide more classes for our students and parents. So there's a lot going on, and we're going to be using the Breakfast Week as an opportunity to highlight not just breakfast, but hopefully bringing the parents in to come and learn more about their program and how they can have their children take advantage of the healthy meals.
National School Breakfast Week is March 5th through 9th. Find out what's going on in your schools and your school system. Dora Rivas, thank you, from the Food and Child Nutrition Services in Dallas, Texas. Good to have you here. It's 17 before the hour. All right, Phil, in a moment we're going to meet Marlene Stauffer. What's she going to help us with?
Tell us everything we need to know about making chocolate.
We're using raw milk. Raw milk chocolate.
No raw milk. No
right?
Raw milk.
Raw milk chocolate. No, they talk about milk chocolate. Why not have raw milk?
Well, you know, chocolate. Expo West is coming up on Friday. We should go to Expo West together.
Yeah.
Down in Anaheim, and that's where you'll be able to taste all kinds of raw milk.
Why do you, like, always make these things when I'm not going to be here? I have to be back on the East Coast.
I'm sorry. I can't change the event. It's Expo West.
Well, check
Friday
with the next year
in
before
Anaheim.
This is. Let's make sure we get the right date. All right. So this is cool, though. Everybody loves chocolate. Everybody wants to think that if you go get a Three Musketeers bar,
that's not chocolate.
Milky Way, you'll live forever.
That is not chocolate. I'm sorry.
Of course it is. What do you mean?
No, it's not.
There's no
chocolate.
It's wonderful. Of course. What do you mean? Chocolate through and through.
That is not chocolate.
It's yummy.
No.
Perfect.
No.
That's
no.
Wait a minute. The commercial. The commercial. You mean the commercial is not right? The commercial says it's creamy yogurt. Nougat. Nougat. And milk chocolate and
they wave some cacao powder over the vat that they
really?
Make it.
As if it were like a voodoo celebration or something.
Exactly.
Really? All right. Well, we're going to find out from Marlene Stauffer what the story is behind the story here. If you're concerned about your chocolate intake, want to get more and better, that's the place to be in a moment. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Sign up for his hits and misses every week at supermarketguru.com.
What do we want?
Vegans!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking to you about your reality. So, what is your reality? How do you feel about yourself? We talk about reality shows. We talk about reality stars. Now, the real key to understanding the real you is as follows. How do you perceive yourself? That's right, because perception is reality. If you perceive yourself as successful, in reality, you will be. If you perceive yourself as a failure, in reality, you will be. If you perceive yourself as an individual that's advancing forward with full speed, then you will be. If you see yourself and perceive yourself as someone who will never get anywhere in life, then in fact, that is your reality. Reality is perception. The first step is to perceive yourself as the individual who will succeed, who will grow, who will gain, who will be real terrific. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right. So let's see here. Going back just for a moment, if we may, I got an email. Phil Limpert and Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I were talking about raw milk. Somebody asked to explain the difference between raw milk and organic milk. Would you like to do that, Phil?
Sure. Totally different product.
Right.
Organic milk, basically, for me, and again, I'm sure Doug might disagree with this, organic milk is one of the biggest boondoggles ever.
Oh, I do agree with it. It's been bastardized by the government. They screwed up the whole term organic. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Most people buy organic milk to avoid, you know, BST, RBST, growth hormone in milk.
Yeah.
Most milk today doesn't even contain growth hormones.
No, they would
buy the store brand of milk for, you know, 2/3 the price or even half the price of organic milk. It's not about the treatment of cows. That's been talked about a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Raw milk is just a product that is not pasteurized.
Yeah.
But organic milk is pasteurized. And, again, if you're buying raw milk, just buy the store brand.
Most studies indicate that people are confused by natural, all natural, that label, and organic because, again, the government has made a mess of the kind of jurisdictional oversight that they ought to have with regard to this stuff. Instead of being so worried about raw milk, they ought to. There's a lot more organic milk falsely sold because, as Phil suggested, it isn't. They don't even know. I mean, that's the problem. They don't know enough about what it takes to grow organic produce or milk. It really is, as you suggested, you get all the chemicals out of it. I don't use any chemicals on any of the stuff that I grow for feed for my animals. No commercial fertilizers, no pesticides, none of that stuff, which is basically what you need to do in order to make it natural. Natural has more value than organic because natural doesn't cost you more money.
Exactly.
But organic does simply because you're, you know, it's like buying high-test gasoline. There's no difference at all between real, the regular grade and high-test gasoline anymore. It's a way of getting 10 cents more out of you for the oil companies to make another $6 billion. There's no sense to buying that. And there's no sense to buying organic milk. Sorry, but it's foolish. It would be neat if it were really organic, if they hadn't screwed up. You know, but the big companies got involved in this, Suiza and all these other big milk, the fluid milk distributors. They bought up these Horizon type, or the real organic milk outfits, and they just messed it up. They just convince the government, oh, we'll do it this way. And, you know, they do have you sign a waiver. They have me sign a waiver that I don't use our BST. I never did for the regular milk. But it's nonsense. Okay. Having said that, chocolate in our focus up next. How good chocolate can be something that you really enjoy, where to get it. All the facts about how chocolate is made up next here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lemper.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
See, good chocolate cake, chocolate candy bars. There are facts that you want to know. I don't know if you love chocolate. Most people do. You got to wonder, Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. How it is that chocolate sort of arrives or is distributed or is made or is available in so many different forms? Because there are thousands of different variations on chocolate products, right?
Yeah, but what you like as chocolate isn't really chocolate, which is why we've invited Marlene Stelfer here from the Blommer Chocolate
Company. Take away my Three Musketeers, bro.
To be able to talk about real chocolate. Now, Marlene, you've got to be on my side on this because
Marlene, come on, tell them that Three Musketeers bars are really chocolate.
Milky Ways and things like that. And for me, that's not chocolate.
Chocolate. What's not chocolate?
You know, Snickers bars and, you know, everything
they're
that
candy.
Doug eats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me, it has to be over, you know, 70-75% cacao to count as chocolate.
The standards of identity allow you to have certain amount of cacao in them and still call them real chocolate. But you can't have vegetable oil and other ingredients like that and call it real chocolate. Mm-hmm. The high cocoa mass is where you're getting all of your benefits from the cocoa bean, though.
So what's the Blummer, am I pronouncing it correctly, Blommer Chocolate Company? What is it that your main products are? What do we include there?
The main products that we sell, we're a commodity business, so we bring in cocoa beans to all the ports of entry across the United States and transport those to our processing plants. And then we take those cocoa beans and roast them at all different types of temperatures and put those into recipes that make chocolate for all of the companies across the U.S. and Canada and Mexico, too.
What's the difference between a coffee bean and a cacao bean?
Coffee bean is from the coffee plant, of course, and they're very small. Cocoa beans are grown on the trunks of trees. 20 degrees north or south of the equator, and they're in a pod. And there's about 40 cocoa beans in one pod. And what they do is they harvest those a couple times a year, and they will cut that pod open, and the cocoa beans will be inside, and then they have to go through a certain fermentation process to help develop the precursors that then you taste as chocolate flavor. So they have about 50% fat in them naturally. But that's the good cocoa butter fat. That's the fat that's good for you.
We've heard a lot about the health benefits of chocolate over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is, what do you see as some of the trends when it comes to chocolate? Are we going the way, of Doug's taste buds with cheap chocolate and all this other stuff, you know, added into it? Or are we getting into higher quality, better tasting chocolates?
Well, you know, obviously higher quality, better tasting is going to cost a little bit. But high quality cocoa powder is now being utilized in some of these nutraceutical products, whereas high-quality chocolate is more for the entrepreneur getting into making high cocoa mass chocolates that then you can advertise as your, this is a benefit to your health. The polyphenols and everything in chocolate liquor will help advance the nutritional aspect of your piece.
Now, I'm also starting to see a lot more, just the way we've seen it in wine, in olive oil, and other products, like single source chocolates. What is that all about?
Single source would mean that it might be from a specific plantation in West Africa. The cocoa beans might be grown in a specific plantation. And these are very small scale. The amount of cocoa beans that are company has to process is huge. 60 to 70% of the cocoa beans are grown in the Ivory Coast, and we need to be able to bring in 20 trucks at least a day just to our facility alone to process cocoa beans. But single source would mean either it's from a specific plantation or it might be from a specific country. There's also traceable beans. Some people want to know what the identity of the cocoa is, where it is coming from. And then we are heavily involved with sustainability and Rainforest Alliance for helping the farmer as well.
All right. So there's a lot of good meat here. There must be a website, Phil, for this. Are there, where do we send people for the website?
Institute for Blommer Chocolate?
Yeah.
www.blommer.com.
Okay, good. Thank you, Marlene Stelfer, for being here. A good day weekend. Good day, health.